Blog Talk Radio.
Come on, use your key, use your key.
Break every chain, break every chain, break every
God bless you all this morning. I know that many of you hearing chains falling, my God, from your life, from everything about you, because you are not going to be the same. And I'm telling you right now, if you walk in different, thinking different, if you are already positioned in a place and say, you know what, I'm just going to do everything different because I can make it, I will make it. And the things of God that it has for me, it will be for me. Let me tell you something, it's changed on broken off of your mindset. It's changed on broken off of your life. And as you keep breaking these things and breaking these chains, I'm telling you, it's nothing that is impossible for the Lord, my God, to do in your life. I'm telling you, I'm trying to get geared up. I don't want to get too crunked up, my God, because there's some things I want to give to you this week so we can put these things together. These principles, amen, because I'm coming to the end, my God, of these different segments that God given us for our mind change, for we could begin to rewire it the proper way, for we could make sure the connections are connection right and a connection to the things that is positive in our life, not connected to the things that is negative, amen. We got to get this negative connection out of our life and reconnect the positive components that is in our mind, amen, that where we process information for we can begin to articulate and execute things correctly, amen, for we can continue to see the change. If not, you're going to begin to start something that is good, but you're going to always circle back around and get back into the same point, if not in the worst situation that you was trying to come up out of. But I'm telling you right now, what I truly believe is that the Spirit of the Lord, my God Almighty, is here for you, 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 and you. You got to make sure you take in every opportunity that God positioned and God does and that God want to do. Take it, my God Almighty. Don't take it for granted. You got to take it, my God, and digest. You got to take it and digest it. Protect it. Put it in yourself and just protect it. Amen. Listen, first of all, we give thanks to our Spirit, the Lord and Savior, who's ahead of our life. We just thank God here. We thank God so much for what He is doing. I just love Him. I just bless Him. If you could really just think, sometimes I go to thinking about God and how He's just been taking care of, His hand is over. My God, I just begin to weep. My God, inwardly, outwardly, I just begin to weep because God is awesome. He is awesome. Amen. And I thank God for our ADM family. I praise God, my God, for what He is doing. Amen. We thank God for our very own Pastor Smith. Amen. Amen. Also, our deacon-elect Joe, hopefully we'll be able to hear from him, my God, this week. Amen. And I just thank God for them as well, my God. Our local listeners, thank God for you all, and our international brothers and sisters, my God, Norway, United Kingdom, Australia, my God, I'm out in France. We thank God for you all, Germany. It's always a pleasure, my God, and we thank God for you all, and we thank God for how you embracing the Word of God and making us being your social media family, church family, amen. We don't take it lightly, my God, right here in the United States, my God, California, Denver, Nevada. We thank God, my God, in Missouri, Massachusetts, Connecticut, Tennessee. We thank God as well, Pennsylvania, Ohio. We thank God. And we'll tell them we also keeping our brothers and sisters up in the prayer over there on the East Coast, over there in North Carolina, my God, the upper of South Carolina, North Carolina, and also, my God, in Virginia, as they're getting ready, my God, for this storm that is approaching your way. And I pray that you did a necessary step to make sure that your family, your home, and different things are protected. And if you are wavering, my God Almighty, you hear the voice and make sure you get out the way. I know many of you heard the testimony about our mother, my God, about a year ago, how the storm began to did some things to her home. Amen. But we thank God that this been a year. She just had a year anniversary, and God just put things back together. We thank God for what He's done. Amen. And I thank God because she listened to the Spirit of God. Amen. And just moved. Listen to the Spirit, amen. That don't make you a person that doesn't have faith. That make you a person that has wisdom, amen. You have wisdom. And I'm telling you right now, saints of God, I know that it's many of you that God, His hand is upon you like never before, amen. And I send a shout out to my first lady, amen. Thank God for Lakeisha Spencer, and I thank God for her. And my God Almighty, saints of God, let's go ahead and get ready to get this thing moving into the things of God. That's what I'm telling you. You don't want to miss anything. You don't want to miss. The worst thing that a person could do is find a connection to a person that is a true man and a true woman of God and that walks in truth. Amen. That's the worst. People are like, man, I'm trying to find it. Do you know once you engage or encounter with an individual like that, God holding you accountable from that point on? There's no more excuses. You can't make excuses. God, I'm trying to find somebody. God be like, I just brought you somebody. God, I need no more. I just brought you somebody. God, things will not work. The articulation will not work. That's a dangerous thing. And I'm telling you right now, it's a blessing thing, but you got to make sure you're ready. And you got to make sure you want, my God, what God has for you. And before we get ready to get moving on, and we're going to get into this and dig into this a little bit more, my God, you better believe I feel a bubble that is in my spirit, my God. But I want to give you something this morning. But before we go, we're going to go ahead and let our very own Mother Jackson, God bless you, Mother Jackson, begin to go ahead and lay some timbers down for us through prayer. God bless you, Mother Jackson.
God bless you, Apostle, on this blessed, beautiful morning. Father God, first I give Jesus Christ, who's the head of my life, and I give honor to my husband, Deacon Joe Jackson. Honor to you, Apostle and First Lady, and an honor to Pastor Smith and Elect Barbara Smith and everyone at ADM Ministry this morning. Father God, as I come to you once more, humbleness, I know how, God, just thanking you, God, just for another day. Thank you for breathing down on us this morning, God, allowing us to arise once more, God, giving you the glory, Hallelujah, God. In the name of Jesus, God, we thank you how you're keeping us, God. We thank you, how God, how you're holding us close near to you, God. We thank you, God, that you're keeping our mind stayed on you, that you're keeping us focused, just on you, Hallelujah, God, in your word, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. We thank you, God, for bringing us through the storm, oh God. We thank you, God, that you said you'll never leave us nor forsake us. In the name of Jesus, God, we thank you this morning, God. Oh God, I thank you, Hallelujah, God, that let us come to them on Sunday. Take inventory of ourselves, God. Take inventory of what's in our heart, Hallelujah, God. In the name of Jesus, God. So we ask this morning, God, create in us a clean heart, Hallelujah, God. Renew the right spirit within us, God. Oh God, we pray this morning, Hallelujah, God. There's no jealousy, hatred in our heart, God. Let our hearts stay true in you, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, God. Let us love as you have loved. In the name of Jesus this morning, God. Oh, keep our heads, Hallelujah, up, God. And our shoulders well, that's glorifying you, God, for the things that you have done for us, God. And for the things that have come. And the things that you're doing even right now. In the name of Jesus, God, continue, Lord, let us do the most shine out. Stretch out on you, God. Walk in faith and not by sight. We realize, God, it's not what we see, Kobo Shade. Oh, but it's what your words say to God, God. In the name of Jesus this morning, God, we thank you for your healing power, God. We realize that you're healing each and every day, God. We even see you, Hallelujah, shine out. We see you in action, God, how you're healing, Hallelujah, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. We see, God, Hallelujah, God, how you're keeping a shackle of our heads, God. In the name of Jesus, Hallelujah, God, we realize, God, Hallelujah, God, that we don't have to stay in the same state, Hallelujah, God, because we realize, God, that you are doing a new thing. You're awakening the most CC come by chat. Yes, Lord, you are awakening the spirit, God. In the name of Jesus, Hallelujah, God. Oh, God, you're pouring information into our spirit, God. What we once couldn't receive it, but now, God, we can receive it. In the name of Jesus, God, we thank you today, God. We lift up every youth that it is, from the smallest to the oldest, God. We pray, God, that you continue to shield and protect them. Keep them covered up under the blood of Jesus, God. We thank you, God, for raising them up, God. From a young age, God, saving, filling them with your heart, precious Holy Ghost, God, and letting us know about that you are raising the youth, God, in these last and evil days, that will stand on the word of God, that will know the word of God, that will truth will roll about that from their lips of clay. In the name of Jesus, God, we lift up every leader, oh God, there it is today, God. In the name of Jesus, Haroboshe, God. Oh God, keep them strong in you, God. In the name of Jesus, Haroboshe, let them keep them calling on the name of Jesus, Haroboshe. Oh God, how we thank you, God. We raise up, oh God. We raise up the man and woman of God that's truly walking in you, God. Oh God, how we thank you for them, God. In the name of Jesus, Haroboshe, let them stay up on the wall. Don't let them come down, God. Let them come to the crowd. Oh, boy, shine the Jesus, he called up outside. Let them constantly call out the name of Jesus. He called up outside. Let them constantly cry out. Get your house in order, Sunday. Let them constantly cry out. Oh, God of the most shunner, the most highest in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Let them constantly cry out. Your true heart of God. Let us constantly sit at your table, God. At your table, God of God. Let us constantly eat out of our Sunday, your word that you pour out, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, how we are thirsting and hungry for the word of God. It of our and we realize, God, that if we are hungry and thirsty for your word, we will receive it. In the name of Jesus this morning, God. Oh, God, we thank you for turning every situation around. We thank you for doing a new thing in us. Oh, God, we lift up every sick and sitting person today. I can cry out to the nation today. If your body is a little sick, they believe by your stripes, God is healing. He's already done it, Lord. Just take it by force. Walk on it by faith, knowing that it is done in the name of Jesus this morning, God. Oh, we cry for the one of the unbelief, God, of our son. Oh, God, we ask that you touch, God, of our son. Touch them this morning, hey, God, of our son, that they will begin to believe that you are Lord all by yourself, God. Oh, God, we boast in you, God. We boast in you, not in ourselves, God. Hey, glory be to God this morning, because we realize we can't do nothing without you, but we know one thing. Hey, yes, Lord, we can do all things to you, Christ, that strengthen us in the mighty name of Jesus, God. We thank you, God, for beginning to pour your boldness in the Lord, hand of the most, God, in us, God, that we can stand still, God, and see the salvation of the Lord. Oh, God, we realize that that is not ours today, God. Oh, but it's your heart of our side. You never lost a battle, the most, God. Oh, hallelujah, this morning. Somebody ought to begin to walk in the name of Jesus and say, hi, Lord, here I am, enough is enough. Oh, God, of all shunned, I rest my hands to you, God. I yield. How about shunned, oh, how this morning, God? Oh, how we thank you this morning, God. We thank you for what you even doing on our lives, God. We pray, God, that you touch somebody's mind this morning, God. Touch somebody's heart this morning, God. That has a hard heart, God. Oh, God, but only you can break out. Begin to break this morning. Oh, about shit, God. Break it in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we thank you this morning for magnifying you, God, only. Magnifying you, God, for the works that you have done, God, and for the works that you're still doing in these last and evil days, God. Oh, God, we thank you, God, because we don't look at how to our son, but we look at what you're doing, God. We look at your Lord, my son, God. We look at your life. Oh, God, we thank you this morning, God. Oh, God, we thank you for bringing us out of the darkness, God. Walking into the marvelous, God. See, go to those shit, God. We thank you, Lord, for exposing darkness to you. I know the most sad, God. With your light, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, God. Thank you for shining down on us this God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, as we continue, God, to walk your journey out of our Sunday, hey, yes, Lord, let your perfect will be done in our life, God. Let us begin to know out everything is not like you. Separate ourselves, little boy, God. Oh, God, we thank you for pure love. Hey, God, little boy, God. We thank you, Lord, today that we know what true love is, God. It's not of the world, out of our Sunday. It's not our flesh, God, by that. Oh, but it's you, God, that pure God be delivered in the mighty name of Jesus, God, that you love our Sunday, where you can even love your enemies, God, love those that know, God, that you know they dislike you, God, you can still love my God. So we thank you this morning, God, we give you the glory, God, we thank you, God, and Lord, I pray, God, this morning, I lift up every marriage, God, of our Sunday up to you, God. That is love you, God, of the Boshay this morning, God. Continue to shield and protect, God. And I love our son, God. Thank you, God, of the kind of for bringing marriage together, and unity and strength, God. Thank you, God, of the Boshay, God, that we can come together, the Boshay, holding hands, praying and declaring and widening. And in the mighty name of Jesus, God, we thank you for the newest that you come, the Boshay, that you have put in our companions, God. We thank you for doing a new thing within them, God. We thank you for your glory shining down on us, God. These things we ask this morning, God. In the name of the Father, the Most High, God. And the Son and the precious Holy Ghost, God. The Most High, God. Thank you this morning, God. We give you the glory, God. Oh, hallelujah. Yes, Lord.
And we keep
thank
giving you.
You
the glory, Father. And we keep magnifying your name. And we give you the praise. Because you are worthy, my God, for the praise on this morning. And we command our morning by speaking things in the atmosphere that are going to bring, my God, that going to release the heavens, the release that is for our blessings and for our healings. We will not speak the things that are going to cause heavens to be hindrance and cause the second dimensions, my God, to begin to work and begin to be successful for the things that I spoke, for the things that we spoke out of our mouth and spoken through the way we feel. So therefore, we change all that right now, and we begin to speak things that is of God. We begin to speak things that of the release of the heavens that the release already into our life. So therefore, if I need a job this today, I will be blessed to get one. If I need a turnaround this day, it will happen. If God needs to change some things this day, it will happen. Because for when I get up this morning and when I open up my eyes, I realize that this is the day that the Lord has made, and I will rejoice. We will rejoice and be glad in him. Therefore, God, we will not give our haters, my God, what they've done on yesterday in a power this morning. We will not give any negative words that was done on yesterday, my God, this morning. But we shall, my God, give everything all up to you, because you is our light and our salvation. And we thank you, God, that it is so, and it will be so as it done already in heaven. And we give God the praise.
Amen.
Give God the praise. Saints of God, you just go ahead and give God a praise. He is worthy to be praised. He is worthy to be praised. And I'm telling you right now, I know that God has, my God, more blessings than you can even imagine with your name on it. Amen. But it's ways and different things that we have to line up with God. We have to be in a position with God. We have to be in a structure with God. You're absolutely correct. Many of us use this quote that God knows what I'm going through. God knows. Absolutely. Because God knows, that doesn't mean he moves. Because God hear you, that doesn't mean he answer. It has to be an order with God. For God to move and for God to answer. Amen. It has to be in that order. It's not about say, God, I've been loving you. I've been sitting here, been doing good deeds. If you still missing the order and you still missing, my God, the structure of God, you still are not going to get the response that you need from God. Amen. You got to understand, and so many people trying to put their faith, my God, what God don't promise you through salvation, eternal life. Amen. That doesn't mean that it's going to bring you revenue, or it doesn't mean it's going to bring you different things here on earth. You have other components that you have to work. You have other things that you have to operate in. It's other structure that you have to abide in if you're going to see some manifestation here in your life. Amen. Amen. He already gave it to you. He already said, my God, in John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, whosoever believe in him shall be saved, and he shall not be perished. Amen. My God. So you got to believe, a belief system to where your salvation, or you're going to enter into a place of heaven by your belief, by you just doing whatever, you just, my God, being a good person, you're doing, you're just chilling out, you're believing, you're serving God, you're being faithful, and my God, you're being faithful to him. You're just an individual that, you know, you're all around great Christian. Amen. But that doesn't mean you're going to begin to see effects and different things happening in your natural life. And this is the component to where many Christians, we're getting, my God, confused. We're getting confused that, God, I confess you. I'm living a life. I'm trying to pray. I'm trying to do different things, my God, to apply in my life, but I'm not sending no effects. I'm not seeing different things that I need to manifest in my life to manifest. Amen. And I'm telling you right now, saints of God, that's where we begin to understand the context. We understand philosophy, and we understand articulation and execution. Because if you don't have the proper information, you are not going to be able to execute what you need to execute to see a manifestation. Amen. You need proper information. In other words, you need the truth. And one thing about God, God will position you what you don't have. And so many people begin to ask God and say, God, I need something in my life. I need truth. I need this. Amen. You got to be careful what you ask for, because the moment you begin to be positioned with truth, the moment when truth begins to knock at your door, from that moment on, my God Almighty, you are held accountable. It's no more excuses. It's no more that I could go to God and God is just rubbing me and patting me on the head and say, son or daughter, it's going to be all right. I'm going to send you somebody. I got something. I got one of my five foes in place that you're going to get ready to meet. The moment you realize that I come into a person, a place of truth, that's the moment you are held accountable by God. Amen. God don't have you accountable if you have not come into the awareness of the knowledge of. Amen. But the moment you come into awareness and the knowledge of, God holds you accountable. 2 Peter, the second chapter, the 21st verse, it says, for it had been better for them not to have known the way of righteousness, then after they know it, to turn from the holy commandment delivered unto them. It says, it's better for you not to know the way, then you know the way. Now you know the way of righteousness, and you turn from it. And this was that happened to, you know, it's no excuses, amen. And that's something that we have to get out of our language, excuses. And that's something that God doesn't. Once you come into a place of knowing the way, you understand the way of the truth of God and different things, you are held accountable. That's why we could truly use that point, and it's very accurate. Take the devil out of your life. Amen. Take the devil. That's why we don't see nowhere listed in the Bible where individual could go to God, my God, the day of judgment, and begin to bring all these problems on the devil, bring all these problems on people, bring all these problems where my neighbor provoked me. They did me like this. They did me like this. Amen. But once you come into the way, the Bible also speaks about how the word of God going to go through all the earth. Now, I'm just not talking about we hear an individual just preaching, radio using. That's a good source of information, good source, my God, to be spread the gospel. But God talking about truth, that's when he's talking about the gospel gets spread all throughout the earth. He is talking about truth. He's just not talking about the good rhymes. He's not talking about good words that you put in place and make it sound good and begin to assimilate individual amygdala, amen, to cause emotional reaction. But he is talking about truth. And that's why he raised in a many of of you up right now to begin to tap into the place of truth. And the way we're going to be able to tap into the place of truth, we have some components that is connected to our mind that has to be connected correctly. And if it doesn't be connected correctly, you can attain truth or information, but that truth or information going to be polluted. It's going to be contaminated, amen, because of different things that you are structured and you are wired, amen. And it caused your perception to be off. It caused the understanding to be off. It caused the articulation to be off. It caused the execution to be off, amen. And I declare and decree this morning, we're going to begin to walk in truth, the receiving, and begin to live by it. It's not, my God, going to be off. So what your neighbor done, and so what a different person done, you got to rightfully know the word of truth for yourself. Amen. That's why I say this thing. If you have not seen it, if you have not touched it, you have not laid eyes on it, don't you dissect it. Amen. Because the moment you dissect it, the moment it becomes in you, and what comes in you, it eventually gonna come out of you. And that's what defiles a man, says the word of God. Amen. We have to come into truth. Amen. In the book in 2 Timothy, that second chapter in the 14 to 15 verse, I want to show you an NIV version. Then I'm going to flip it into the King James version. And the 14th chapter in 2 Timothy, the second chapter, amen. And the 14th verse, it says, remember them of these things and change them before God, not to inquire about works, which does no good, but only runs the hearers. Amen. So other words, God, my other words, these words or these information that you are having, amen, information you are having, what good is it if it's not truth? What good is it, my God, if it doesn't pertain to things that is of God's structure, of God's order, you understanding the core values, you understanding the way of the kingdom, amen. What good is it, my God? All you gonna be as individual just running all about. And that's why it says right up under that, my God, let me get the King James Version for it. That's why it says up under that, what we minister all the time, what you hear, we say all the time, my God, right up under that verse, my God, for you won't be individual running to and for. It says, study to show thyself approved, a worker that needed not to be ashamed, rightfully divided the word of truth. Rightfully divide the word of truth. How do we rightfully divide the word of truth? It goes to a point that when you begin to receive information, regardless if the information you're seeing by the way of picture, way of audio, you're hearing it, you're listening to it, the way of writing it, you got to write it down even though you're hearing it, the way of vision, you got to begin to read it, and you begin to understand it. Regardless of how the information may enter into your gates, amen, it goes through a form that is called processing information. It doesn't matter what type of information you have, my God, you receive, it goes through a thing to where you process the information, and the way you are hooked up, the way you are wired, and we call these connection personality. We call these connections, that's an individual character. We call these different things emotions, amen. And the way you are wired, that's the type of response, regardless, that's the type of response that you're going to release out according pertaining to the information. Amen. You can get some information about a loved one, somebody that you love dearly, you're close to her. Let's take, for instance, our parents. Amen. Our parents, excuse me, our parents, our loved ones. Amen. And you begin to hear some information about them. My God, if they've been in a car wreck or if they've been in different things, the way you hooked up because of that part of that information system or that what we've been describing called the lube, amen, that part of vessel that is connected to you and your spirit, it does something and it calls a reaction. Amen. What type of action it calls? It calls you to get into a place to be concerned, be worried. What's going on? You got to find out. Or it probably calls you a place to be angry. Hey, somebody done did something inappropriate to them. It calls you to come into a place of being, my God, sad. So these are the components, other words, my God, emotions that God done set up inside an individual. Amen. But if you are connected the wrong way, when you begin to get the information, you begin to understand wrong. You begin to process wrong. And guess what? It makes everything that you do from that point on what? Incorrectly. That's why God has structure. Structure is one of the, once you understand God's structure, that is a part, that is a vein, that is a vein. Structure is a vein of God that is connected to you and connected to your spirit. But you have to understand structure, because once you begin to understand structure, and if anything, any information that comes to you pertaining to the structure of God, it passes through that vein. It begins to get processed through that vein. Other words, it's begin to rightfully be divided, my God, what is truth and what is not truth through that vein. And when anything that comes through that vein pertaining to the structure or the order of God, and you begin to hear information pertaining to that, and if it's not truth, guess what? As it begins to process through that vein, that is order and structure pertaining to information that you study, you learn the structure of God, you understand the order of God, you got your ABCs in the correct row, guess what? You can rightfully divide. And anything that comes in, or any process of information that comes in that is not of God, guess what you do? You take it through a screening, and if it's, my God, if it's too big to fit through the screening, guess what? Remove it out of your life. Remove it out of your way. Don't dissect it. Don't take it in. And that's the screening that I'm talking about. If you have not laid eyes on it, if you have not touched it, don't process it, regardless of how good it sounds. Emus, this crazy man over the air, make sure you're taking notes. Make sure you get information. And don't process it. Don't digest it in your spiritual system until you don't lay eyes on it, until you don't seen it, until you don't get enough research on the information to where you could be able to digest it. Information, understand your vessels, understand your spiritual vessel. Structure and order is one. Amen. Understanding the core values of God, that's another one. Understanding the promises of God, the promises, what God has for you, my God, is another one. And understand what is due to you, and I call them your benefits, amen, of the kingdom. That's another one. You understanding all these components, these vessels that is connected to your mind, connected to your soul, your spirit, amen. Let me tell you something. You begin to dig in information. You begin to get truth. You're going to begin to see things, my God, to happen to you in your life. You're going to begin to see things begin to manifest in your life. You're going to begin to see things. Do you understand something? Watch this. Every time, once we begin to get into a place or get into things of God, and we need God to move, the first thing that God begin to deal with us, if we out of place or out of alignment, if we need to come up, the first thing, what he do? He begin to tell us, you need to pray. Get in your word. Get on your knees or call out for me. Or go into a fast, go into a consecration, because he's dealing with us. He's bringing us into a proper alignment. He's bringing us into a place to where we are calibrated. And once we're in alignment and calibrated, he'll be able to do what he say he's going to do. God will not operate outside of his order. He will not operate outside of his structure. It doesn't matter how many times you turn around. It doesn't matter how many times I can see, my God, you got $500 in your bosom or wherever you got it at. If you're not in order or in the structure of God, it's not going to work for you. Principles, my God Almighty, principle is a form of articulation and execution. It can bring something back to you if it's performed right. You got to hear me. If it's done correctly, and it's going to be taken by God according to information that you have. I pray and declare and decree that all negative components that is connected to you from your childhood, from the place as you begin to grow up, and as life took its course, my God, and you begin to connect different components, and the components that is not of God, and the components, my God, that is, my God, is manipulating your different system, for you cannot execute it correctly. I pray and decree that it be teared down in the name of Jesus, and you begin to connect, my God Almighty, my God, you're going to begin to connect the structure and order of God. My God, for one of the vessel that information and information get processed in. The core values of GOM is a vessel that you're going to begin to understand how information, my God, get processed in. The other is the, my God, is the blessings of the Lord, the promises of GOM is another area, two areas that you're going to begin to process information in. And once you begin to process these areas, and these areas, my God, get developed, they get formed, amen, and once they get developed and get formed, any information that comes to you, you can begin to rightfully divide the word of truth. You ain't able to divide anything if we don't have enough information to divide it, amen. Other words, we'll begin to eat anything off of the table because they don't told us, oh, that's nutritious right there. All you got to do, cut that in half. Once you cut that in half, my God Almighty, you gonna cut out half of the calories. Well, that probably be so. That probably be true. But if it's something got 10,000 calories, I cut it in half, I still got 5,000 calories. Is that still good for me? Absolutely not. You hear me? You see how information could get manipulated? It could get twisted up. And that's how many of us have been in our spiritual walk. We feel as though we could do this and do that and think it's going to work. Absolutely not. Guess what? It's still not healthy for you. You got to understand what is healthy, what is not. And once you hit that place and we begin to study into the word of God to find the structure and the order of God, understanding the promises that God has for you, his promises that he told you, you better believe that ain't no one could come and tell you anything, because God said if he's your protector and he don't promise you that I will protect you, let somebody come up to you, baby, you could go home, cross your legs, fish you a good sausage head sandwich or however you want to do, and guess what? You don't have to worry about anything because you got the correct information. Your vessel is done correctly, and you understand, my God, the promises of God, and God say he is your protector, and you don't have to worry. Guess what? Stress could try to come in all it wants, but stress is not going to be able to do anything with you because you got the right information. My God, is the saint ready to holler with me? My God Almighty, you have the right thing. You have the right information. You connect it to the right core. You connect it to the right value. Amen. Amen. My God, do you understand that God promised that his love would never fail you? God will always love you. Amen. He will never fail you. And the problem to where we getting into the place to where, my God, that we don't understand that, especially pertaining to 1 Chronicles 16, chapter 34th verse, my God, we're not understanding why. Because we don't have enough information. Our components, our vessel is not connected right. It's, my God, our positive connection is not connected into the positive outlet. Our positive connection is connected to the negative outlet. So therefore, that's where rejection is going to come in. That's where different things that I don't know about God is going to come in. Because why? I don't have enough information. Amen. It's not enough information, or it's not the component of the negative and the positive, my God, is connected in the same area, and therefore I'm not producing what I need to produce. Amen. That's why I could get into a place rejection could take over now. My God, different things could take over now. That's why I come to be isolated now. I'm an island by myself now. People talking about me now. People got something to say. I seen the way they look on me now. You get so deep with this thing now because you start seeing in the spiritual. Why you can see it in the spiritual and why you begin to see your perception of what you believe about an individual, what you're thinking in your mind, because it is connected to a spiritual component. So therefore, you could begin to produce or see things in the spirit, regardless if it's good or bad, regardless if it's of God or not of God. That's why you have a bunch of soothsayers, of a psychic. They're able to articulate, my God, in the spirit, and also some of them accurate information. Why? Because it is a spiritual component. It doesn't mean that it's of God, and it doesn't mean, my God, that it's not of God. It's just a spiritual avenue, my God, that needs to be connected, and it connected to something. If it connected to God or it connected to the adversary, y'all better hear me right now. It's connected to something. Understand, the adversary is a spirit. Understand, God is a spirit. So therefore, your connection is connected to one of them. You cannot be lukewarm. It's either you can love the one or hate the other. You hear me? It's either you're going to be hot or it's either you're going to be cold. You are connected. Understand this here, saints of God. Regardless of what you got in your natural mind, regardless of what you believe in your natural, with your naturalness, you are connected to something in the spirit. You have a passage that is in the spirit that is connected to you with something. The question is, what component that your vessels are connected with? Do you have negative, positive, and negative connected together? Do you have negative and negative connected together? You know, a negative, negative is what it is. You're just dealing with a negative person. There's nothing beautiful about the day. They always got a chip. They always got something to say about somebody. They always got this going on with somebody. When you're dealing with an individual got a positive and a negative component, you're pretty much dealing with a bipolar or schizophrenic individual. One minute they positive, and next minute they don't flip the switch on you. Y'all better hear me up in here. One minute they're giving God the thing, and next minute they just don't know what to do. Amen. Their components, your components is connected wrong. Amen. And it needs to get done right. And when you're dealing with an individual got a positive component connected to a positive component, my God, I could take my brother in the Lord, my God, Joel Osteen. Oh, you're going to hear nothing but the beauty of the Lord. God is grateful. It's beautiful. Lord, have mercy. Because he has a positive component that is connected to a positive, my God, in the spirit realm. And everything that's going to come out is nothing but positive. That's the scripture where Jesus was talking about, my God. Y'all about to hear me right now. That's the scripture where Jesus was talking about. If somebody slap you on one cheek, you turn around and give them the other cheek. He wasn't talking about a physical slap, but he was talking about a spiritual component. A spiritual component, regardless of what, we're going to do good. Regardless of what, we're going to give the positive. Regardless of what, no matter what they say, no matter what they think about you, scripture says, bless your enemy. Regardless of what, I will pray for you. Regardless of what, I'm going to turn you over to God. That's an individual that has a positive connected and connected to a positive outlet. A positive outlet. If our connections are wrong, the way we process information, the way we perceive the information, it's going to be wrong. It's going to be wrong. You can have a positive component to where you are articulating different things pertaining to church, speaking in tongues, you're praying. But you can have a negative component that is connected to your positive outlet, and guess what you'll start speaking? God, you killed my enemies. God, you God going to get them. I could see them dead. I could see them this right here. No. Because somebody feels some way about you because they don't like my God. You got to understand, God already dealt with a liar. He said, a liar would not tarry in my sight. Y'all about to hear me. So, in other words, the liar already got his reward. Now you want God to come and destroy. Touch not my anointing and do my prophets no harm. You got a positive connector. Great. But it's connected to a negative outlet. And when you begin to perceive different things negative, my God, you got to understand this. If God did not kill Satan, and Satan, my God, he does have his due date, and he has his due date according to what God established. God just didn't wipe him out. Amen. What you think he's going to do with somebody that don't like you? They have, God already has, and this is that component that I was talking about, the vessel, structure of God. When you understand the structure of God, you'll understand that, my God, when the end of the time comes, the end of the world come. The Bible talks about in Revelation how Satan and everybody else is going to be, my God, thrown into where? The lake of fire. Are you in the lake of fire now once you leave here? Absolutely not. Absolutely not. You're in a holding place, a tormental place, where the dark, where the second heaven still, Satan and his imp, they're ruling up in there. Princes of darkness and rulers of this age. Amen. You're not there yet. But at the end of the time, at the end where God says done, that's where the end date is ended at. You stay focused, connecting your positive components to positive circuits that is in your spiritual mind and in your spiritual, in your body, your natural mind connected to your spiritual mind. You stay focused on connecting that. And the only way that's going to happen is information. The only way you're going to get that is correct information. Number one, please write this down. This is some areas to where you can begin to start your study in. Then, the order of God. Understand structure of God. You have to understand that. That is something that we as believers, especially new converts in Christ, that is the first stage that we need to understand. How do this relationship work? What is the do's and don'ts in this relationship? If I have a need, how do I go to him? Where do I go? Why do God got the fivefold shot up? Understand the structure of God and the order of God. Please write that down. If you write that down, you could do that in your study time. Number two, understanding the promise of God. Understanding the promise of God. Understanding the promise of God is just like what we be saying, the blood of Jesus. It's the, and when you understand the promise of God, it's like you got the blood covering your house. The blood is covering you. The blood of Jesus is covering everything about you. Because you understand what the promise that God told you. If God, the promise is, God said, I never leave you or never forsake you. When you feel like you're all alone, you're in this world all by yourself, you understand the promise of God. You already know he's still there. I might not feel him, but you better believe he's here. Amen. Understanding the promise of God. Got to understand the promise of God. My God. Number three, the core values. Understanding the core values of the kingdom. When you get the core values done up and you got the core values correctly, guess what? And you begin to hit these core values and understanding the core values of the kingdom of heaven, guess what? It's nothing that somebody could say to you to cause you to waver. It's nothing that anybody come. You could really define with a sharp, discernful eye, understanding what is religion, what is not religion, what is of God, what is not of God, what is performance, and what is the Holy Ghost. You're not going to be able to rightfully divine the spiritual components if you don't know the core values. The core values will help you divine the spiritual components. What they acting, or they for real? Are they ready to change, or they just running with, they ready to change, or they just running with emotions? The core values will help you to understand that. Amen. So understanding these core values. Then the other one that I've been given for the last couple of weeks is the benefits. What is your benefits? When you know your benefits, you'll stop stressing. You'll stop stressing and you'll spend more time in operation. You'll stop stressing and you'll spend more time in working. You'll be working. Because when God gives you your benefits, that's all the promise. They are the things that God said, son and daughter, welcome to my kingdom. Let me dress you. Let me clothe you. Let me clothe you. That's why a couple of components of that is divine health. Let me take care of your health benefit. Let me take care of that. And the other one is, another one is, my God, prosperity. Let me take care of your prosperity. Let me take care of making sure that you are successful. Let me take care of that. And once you do that, you'll spend less time focusing on it, and you'll spend more time working towards it. Amen. Y'all give God a praise this morning. Amen. Amen. I know that ain't many of you. I probably ain't shout out your chair, but at the end of the day, I want you to get these components. You get these components, they give you a rough area to where you could begin to, my God, study the scripture, and it begin to make sense to you. It begin to make sense to you because these are the vessels. And these areas here, each one of these areas that I name, you're going to begin to process information through these areas. And these areas are going to, it's going to depend how you're going to separate the word of God according to how much truth of the information that you have in you, how much truth that you allow to come in you. Amen. Don't allow your arteries to be clogged, my God, because of nonsense. You're everywhere. You're off of everybody's table. You're going through everything. Don't allow your arteries to build up, my God, for they could be clogged. Plaque begin to build up in your arteries, my God, and cause you have to have a spiritual heart attack, my God. So we don't want that. We want to keep our avenues clear. We want to keep them clean. Amen. That's why you begin to, if you're going to begin to take information, the way to keep it clean, my God, for you don't have to do all that and say, God, show me this person, show me that person. My God, once you hear it, before you dissect it, you make sure you lay eyes on, you do your research, and before you take it in. And that way it'll keep you, my God, screening everything that comes into you. And guess what? You're going to see your life begin to flourish and begin to bless like you've never seen before. Get out of that stuff. Who said this about me? That devil is using sister so-and-so. You notice that I did not use, well, God never, we never use these components as a spiritual vessel. That's a negative component. That's what the enemy wants you to lock into. God never told you to lock into that. He don't want you to lock into that. Because at the end of the day, he don't give a care about that because light is more powerful than darkness. That's a negative component that really a lot of leaders, a lot of us leaders are missing the mark and we're articulating it wrong. And we're giving that philosophy as if this is the information according to what God wants us to have. God wants us to know about him. Amen. Let me give you this here, my God, to prove, to show you in scripture what scripture tells you. God just wants us to know about him. He don't want us to get into that. 1 Thessalonians 5, 16 through 19. This is the NIV version. It says, be joyful always. Pray continually. Pray to who? Pray continually. You praying continually to who? God. In other words, God is your forefront. You constantly, prayer. This form of prayer is what? Communication. And you constantly going back and forth with God. You and God, he's your forefront. And it says what? Give thanks in all circumstances. Give thanks through all what? Circumstances. In other words, all circumstances. Good, bad, and ugly. Good, bad, and Man. Ugly. And guess what? This is what it says. This is the will of God for your life. It says, this is the will of God for your life. Not focus on your circumstances of a hater, somebody don't like you, somebody telling lies on you, somebody trying to undermine you. He didn't tell you to give that. That's why he's not in that. And anybody comes you with that, my God Almighty, this is like a core value of God. Anybody comes with you with that, you need to bat that down because all it's doing is connecting a negative component that is connected to your spirit. And it's not going to produce things of God to where God says, hey, man, you got me here. God said, this is the will of God. The Bible said, this is the will of God for your life. Get out of that. Let's get into the kingdom. Understanding the kingdom. That's what he wants us to know. That is what he wants us to know. He don't need us to deal with the serpent all the time. Amen. Fluent in demonology. Amen. Great. But at the end of the day, all I got to do is light my light. If I turn my light on, all that demonology information, I'm going to make the demons flee. I'm going to make them run. All I got to do is turn on the light. That's all I got to do. Turn on the light. My God, you know some of us back in the days, amen. Let me use this. I'm going to go. Some of us back in the days, and I knew, my God, when I growed up, I wasn't growed up in a great situation, but I thank God what he's did with my family now. But as me, as a child, my God, we had some roaches, y'all. My God Almighty, I know that disgusting, that is ill, and everything. Yeah, many of you could say the same thing. Once you turn on the light, they scatter. It's the same thing in the spirit of darkness. You could be in all this warfare. You got all this fighting going on. All you need to do is turn on a light. Turn on a light. Operate into the things of God. Begin to resist the enemy. Begin to let him flee. Turn on the light. And when you turn on the light, they do what? Scatter. Imagine if you keep the light on. Imagine if you keep the light on. I don't think he want to come out in the light. Because if he come out in the light, he's going to see himself. And that is one of the things, my God, for different ones, you understand about demonology and the way I'm going. When you understand about that, when you turn on the light, the enemy does not want light. He want to operate into a natural element that is called darkness. I'm not talking about the spiritual terminology that is not knowing or illiterate, but I'm talking about the natural element of darkness. When you turn off the light in your house, my God, that area becomes dark because he know when the light is get turned on, he see himself. And when he see himself, he becomes disgusted of what happened to him. He began to visualize who he was. He began to visualize the things that was of God. And he is in his soul of his mind, he is constantly in torment. He's in torment. He want to forget about himself. He don't want to focus on that. And when the light comes on or he's in the light, he's in a place of truth and the truth about who he is. And he don't want no part of that. So when you turn on the light, you show in a place of truth and telling the enemy, this is who you really are. And guess what? The enemy run from it. He don't want nothing to do with it. He don't want nothing to do with it. Let's look at this here. Somebody is digesting this real good. Let's look at this here. You remember, let's take for an instance. I don't want to bring back bad components, but I want to take this negative component and connect it to a positive outlet. You remember some of us, you used to have it. You used to have finances. You used to have it going on. But something took place in your life. Something took place in your life to where it causes you to what we call you hit rock bottom. It causes you to hit rock bottom. And if you are not healed from that area, every time you see something or see somebody, you begin to reap because it reminds you where you used to be. It reminds you what you used to have. It reminds you of that place of joy or peace where you used to be at. So it causes its sorrow. That's the same thing with the enemy. The enemy don't have a chance to be healed from what he's done. He stays in a place of sorrow. He stays in a place of sadness. And when you turn on that light, when you allow that light shine in you, it brings the enemy back to a place to where he see himself. And he don't want to see himself. He want to see everybody else, but he don't want to see himself. And the light is the only thing that will do it. So it make him scatter. That's why you resist the enemy, he shall flee. That's turning on the light that is inside of you. And that's positive components connected positive outlets. That's the only way your light's going to continue to shine. Before I go, I want to go over this one more time with you all. My God Almighty, we need to understand what the scripture and order of God. Understanding the scripture and order of God. When you begin to do your research and your Bible studies, please just type that in your phone or type that into any component and Google it. Google the order of God. Google the scripture of God and begin to break down scriptures and give you some information. Promise. Understanding the promises of God. You need to know what God promised you. That way you won't be defeated and have these mind battles. You can begin to put a stop to all this stuff. But you need to know what God promised you. And what God promised you, you can stand up on it. You can stand up on it. Understanding the core values of God. Knowing the values of the spirit realm. And when you know the values of the spirit realm, there's nothing going to change. That is set in stone. The way to go. The core values is the avenues that you could take to attain whatever you need to attain. And stay in God's good grace. Amen. You know the benefits. Know your benefits. Know your benefits. And once you understand your benefit, I don't even have to ask for that. Amen. It's just like you're going in the refrigerator, you got a glass of water in your hand. You poured yourself a glass of water, and you got the glass of water in your hand. Then you go to your wife or you go to your spouse or you go to somebody, your children, and ask them, can you go in the refrigerator and get me a glass of water? And they're looking at you and say, well, you already got a glass of water. And you look down at your glass of water in your hand, and you say, oh, yeah, I do got a glass of water. Never mind. Well, that's what we'd be dealing with God. God said, you know, I already don't bless you. You already got that. My God, until you discover it, you ain't going to never be able to look down and say, oh, you know what, God, you're right. You need to discover it. You need to understand what you already have. Then you could go ahead and apply it and put it to work for you to bring it to manifestation. God bless you all. I know there was a lot of information because I'm wrapping it up. I feel God ready to get ready to take us into another direction. And I'm telling you right now, I'm just so excited for what he's doing. And understand these vessels. These are vessels where your information is going to get processed in. And when you understand these vessels and you really get the information and put the truth with it, anything that comes to you, you can rightfully divide it. You won't miss nothing. You won't have to wonder. You won't have to ponder. Amen. I thank God for each and every one of you. Thank you for holding on. I know we went past the time a little bit, but nevertheless, we just give God the glory. I just love you guys so much. I just want to pour into you as the Lord gives it to me. Until this time tomorrow morning at 7 a.m., you be blessed. God bless all of you.